So I really want to jump to part three of this session to share this special opportunity with you. But first, let's transition to part two. I want to revisit some of the challenges many of you have mentioned that you encounter when starting your meditation practice. We've talked about these in some of the previous sessions. So for example, you feel like you don't have enough time, or you don't know if you're doing it right. And even we hear that a lot of people just find that their minds are too busy to meditate. So those are all valid reasons and obstacles to starting your meditation practice. But I want to say, none of them really needs to be an obstacle for you. So why is that? Okay, so for example, a lot of people suffer from this affliction that you just can't shut off your mind. It's just overstimulated all the time, and it's always going from one thing to another to another, and it's literally, there's no off switch. You can't turn it off. So that causes people a lot of anxiety and stress, and frequently people have trouble sleeping, or if they wake up in the middle of their night and their minds are going and they just can't shut it off. They don't have the tools to turn it off. Now, it's completely natural when you start to meditate for your mind to be racing. I've been meditating for 20 years and that still happens to me pretty regularly. But here's the thing, it doesn't need to be an obstacle. Because one dimension of meditation that maybe not everyone speaks about is practice. Because with consistent practice, you start to find a part of yourself that is untouched and unfazed by all that noise in your head. And basically, you, through your practice, can learn how to relax in spite of all that noise. You can learn to be okay and deeply at ease, even if your mind isn't. And that is the beauty of meditation. You just need to give it a little time. So yes, it can be a little uncomfortable in the beginning when you're trying to sit still and your mind is going a million miles an hour. But you know what? With practice, that's going to change. And your tolerance for your racing mind, it's going to increase. And it will surprise you how that happens. So another issue is that a lot of people don't know if they're doing it right when they meditate. In fact, we've worked with people who have been meditating for as long as 5 or 6 years, and they're still confused about whether they're doing the right thing when they sit down to meditate. Now here's the thing, and I mentioned this in the last session, you can't really have a wrong experience in meditation. You can only ever have the experience that you're having already right now. This is it. And meditation, it's not about your experience, and it's not about changing your experience. It's about how you relate to your experience. Those are two very different things. Because meditation teaches you how to stop reacting to your mind and your thoughts and your feelings. It's a kind of training for your attention to help you stop reacting all the time. And most of us, we're just in this constant reaction mode. That's that tunnel vision I've been talking about. The essence of that is a kind of almost unconscious reactivity. And like I said, in our modern life, that's very challenging because many of us are stuck in this kind of relentless tunnel vision. And this push, and we're reacting to everything all the time. But now we know that meditation can help us to pull ourselves out of that tunnel vision, to lift up and out of it into a broader, more spacious context and perspective. So now let's step back and take a look at the big picture.